welcome to you to our worship from the West Highland Peninsulas. You're very welcome. Whenever you're watching this, wherever you are, whoever you are, however you are feeling, welcome. We come together, although we are apart, but united in love for our God. Let's hear some words from the Psalms, from Psalm number one. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Let us worship God. We begin with the hymn, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart.
Father God, we come to you now acknowledging that you have made us to worship you. As we worship, help us to experience the glory of your creation and the beauty in those around us. Give us a glimpse of your new creation, where goodness will be restored and relationships made new again. Where once again, you will be able to look at all you have made and say that it is very good. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, knowing that you see our innermost thoughts and know our deepest felt longings. Father God, we know that you are all-powerful, but your power is not like the power we have built in our societies. It is not oppressive or self-seeking or greedy or exclusive. Rather, your power shows itself in giving and sacrifice, and in trusting and loving. It is not distant, but works from within the heart of the world, as our hearts turn to you. You provide all we need and know our needs before we can even speak them. Forgive us when we do not share the blessings we have. Compared to so many, we are rich, well-fed, contented, supported, and encouraged. When we have needs, we expect them to be tended to by society, family, or friends, Never let us forget that there are those whom society shuns, who have no family, and who do not know what friendship is. Forgive us when we want to keep your blessings to ourselves and want control and power in our lives, which do not fit with your kingdom values or with your best plans for us. Shape us into responsible members of society, loving family members, and faithful friends. For the sake of your glory. Amen.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 6, reading from verse 17 to 26. Let's listen for the Gospel of Christ. Jesus went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at the disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that's how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets." Amen. And may God bless these words to us and to you today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so let it be. Amen. The psalmist said that blessed are those who delight in the law of the Lord. who meditate, who ponder the word of God by day and night. Today, we are among those who are thinking on God's word. We've heard read some words from the Psalms, from Psalm 1, and words from Luke's Gospel, some of the teaching of Jesus. Last week, when I was speaking in Ardgour and Keele churches, I was pondering around the story of Jesus calling the first of the disciples, and we're told that he was teaching them from the boat. Remember, he was asking some of the fishermen to push the boat out, to give him a natural pulpit, as it were. And I wondered what it was that he had taught them. We didn't hear anything of the content of what he was saying. The focus then was that the fishermen were responding and that they followed him. And now we come to some of the teaching, some of the things that Jesus had been saying. And here in Luke's Gospel, we have what is sometimes called the Sermon on the Plain, which has huge parallels with Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. Some of the things said, but Matthew has Jesus on the mountainside surrounded by the crowds, where in Luke's Gospel we're told that Jesus had come down from the mountain and was now on the level ground, on the plain. And maybe just in that difference, there is the reminder that Jesus is with us in the high places and the low, in the ups and downs of life. And to be blessed, to know that we stand within the purposes and love and promises of God is not always about being happy, but knowing that God is with us. Blessed is the way that these Beatitudes in Matthew and in Luke's Gospel is often rendered. It probably doesn't quite do justice to the original Greek. And happy, as we have in the Good News Bible, just doesn't cut the mustard. Maybe something of respected, something of satisfied, blessed, happy, living life in its fullness as God planned and purposed. Something of a world view so different from that of most of the world. Jesus here presenting a topsy-turvy kingdom where the blessed are the poor, the sad, the hungry. And then in Luke's Gospel, unlike Matthew, we move on from those blessed are the poor, the hungry, the weeping, to what sometimes are referred to as curses, which might seem to be the opposite of blessed. And again, that doesn't quite work with the original, where they woe, and I think that's maybe the Greek word as well. Must check up on that one. But there's a sense in which it's, whoa, look out, watch out, you who are rich and full and filled with the joys and laughter of life, because there will come a time for sadness and emptiness and weeping. you know, sometimes it's good to ponder, to wonder, to, well, we might say count our blessings, to think on our satisfaction in life. Jesus' teaching was about reshaping perspective, reorientating our lives to the things that really matter. Jesus was talking about a new way to understand life. Earlier in what we read in chapter 5 from verse 36 to 39, he was talking about new wine and new wineskins. New rather than the old. Something different and innovative rather than the way things had always been. Let's go back to the psalm, to Psalm 1, that likens the blessed, the righteous person to being like a tree. A tree with its deep roots. And the psalmist and Jesus are talking about the importance of being rooted in the good things of God, rooted in righteousness, in humility, in love, integrity, growing in faith. And so from the roots, we think on the trunk, the ways in which we grow and develop our understanding of life and love and faith. So roots and a trunk, drawing the goodness of God and transforming our being. And then what else do the trees have? They have leaves and flowers and fruit. From the growing, the things that are given out, the things that we're called to share. And often that imagery of bearing fruit is there in different ways, and certainly in Jesus' teaching. Leaves and flowers and fruit. Sometimes the things that we produce are quite functional and ordinary, leaf-like. And sometimes the things that we do are like the flowers, beautiful, and make the world better. And sometimes, like fruit, berries, things to nurture others. Jesus spoke of an upside-down kingdom. Or was it a kingdom the right way up? Blessed. Blessed are you. Let me finish with a wee reflection. Blessing and woe. Lord, your teaching may simplify the law, but it does not diminish. You make it plain that what you ask of us goes further, reaches deeper, demands more. More love, more compassion, more grace. You teach us not just how to get by, but how to contribute to the well-being of all creation. You show us how to transform the world by being more. So on these days when we're tempted to give what comes easily, or simply to follow others in half-hearted gestures, preserve us from being judgmental and compel us to action. Action that stems from the awareness that we are shot through with your divine spirit, moulded with infinite love. Help us to dig deeper, so that as you have blessed us, we may bless others. As you have forgiven us, we may forgive others. As you have loved us, we may love others. And when we encounter those who make all these things difficult, give us your heart of compassion and your strength of mind, and root us in your power, so that we can do no other but follow your law of love until practice makes perfect and grace abounds. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Amen.
Loving God, as we think of Jesus' words spoken over 2,000 years ago, we recognise that even now, not all people in our societies have their basic needs met, that the world does not provide equality for all. We know that there are people around us who are hungry, distraught, ill, or marginalised. We think now about some of the local organisations who are trying to redress the balance, who are trying to support, encourage, and inspire people who may sometimes see little hope in life. We pray for the people we know who are involved with local organisations that are trying to make the world a fairer and more compassionate place. Those who run and donate food to local food banks. Those who provide lifts to hospital appointments. Those who help to light up the darkness for people whose emotional or mental health is fragile. Those who offer shelter or a bed for the night to people who have nowhere else to go. Those who offer one meal a day to some of the world's poorest children so that they have the energy to go to school and learn. We pray that these organisations, and many like them, will have the resources that they need, that those resources will be used wisely, and that along with support, they will provide dignity, confidence, and hope to the people they meet. For ourselves, we ask that you will give us hearts full of compassion for people around us, whatever their place or situation. Father, help us to use the resources that we have wisely and generously to help reduce inequality. Help us to understand again that your power is not like our power, but is compassionate, wise, never failing, and available to everyone. We ask that we might experience that power in our lives and be able to pass it on to those we meet. And we ask this that your name might be glorified, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings, our wealth, our time, our talents and abilities, our intentions, having heard the word of God, our actions, all our intentions, all our prayers. We bring together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. As our worship draws to its close, I hope you feel blessed, happy, filled, satisfied. Happy that you are loved. Happy that you are among those who walk in God's way. May you know God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you. With all those you love and those you should love today, throughout this week, and always. Amen.
Shine upon you and give. shine upon.